This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. The Price County Snowmobile Trail Association has announced that all snowmobile trails in Price County will open on December 24th at 8 a.m. For more specific trail condition reports, check with your local clubs or on Travel Wisconsin. Please note that trails are in early season condition, and the Fifield Snow Drovers would like you to remember that lakes are not marked and should not be considered safe. Please ride right, ride sober, and ride with caution. Once again, the Price County Snowmobile Trail Association has announced that all snowmobile trails in Price County will open on December 24th at 8 a.m. However, early riding season conditions will be in effect, so be safe and have fun. And be sure to stop by and support your local businesses. Tuesday the 23rd, that's tomorrow, from 1 p.m. to 2:30 p.m., there's Youth Bingo over at the Phillips Public Library. This is for ages 7 to 18 and features fun, festive prizes. Once again, this is taking place Tuesday the 23rd, that is tomorrow, from 1 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. over at the Phillips Public Library. The holidays are prime time for scammers. You're desperate to get that gift on time and maybe find a deal in the process. They hope to catch you off guard. Savannah Tomey-Olson explains what to look out for.
Nearly 9 in 10 adults across the country have been targeted by a scammer. I probably get one or two scam texts every day. Mark Fetterhoff from AARP says criminals are getting better at using peer-to-peer payment platforms like Venmo and Zelle. And this time of year, they can text people about packages and shipping information, knowing you may be waiting for something to show up to your house. And that makes it more likely that you'll respond.
They're trying to find out what numbers are live, and they're trying to find nice people who they can build a rapport with and then eventually ask for money. So I think it's really critical that people are very judicious about how they're managing their text messages, because we know that scammers are using text messages more than ever to try and contact their victims.
On top of that, 70% of people will give at least one gift card over the holidays, but sometimes they arrive with a $0 balance. Scammers can go into stores where gift cards are on display, record the card number and PIN, and then once it's activated at the register, they can spend that money right away. According to the Wisconsin Bankers Association, residents and businesses across the state lost more than $107 million to scams this year. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomey-Olson.
If you plan to be out and enjoying the early season ice, be sure to double check before you head out. Ice is never 100% safe, and early season conditions with fluctuating temperatures and variable snow cover can make travel on ice even more dangerous. Underwater currents and springs can make ice thicknesses vary greatly across the same body of water. Be sure to always let someone know where you're going and when you plan to be back. And if you do break through the ice, don't panic. Stay calm, turn back to where you came from, and try to exit as soon as possible. A set of ice picks and a personal flotation device can help your self-rescue. UTVs and other machines or vehicles can weigh thousands of pounds. If the ice does support your UTV, make sure you ride with the window down, doors unlocked, and radio at a low volume. You'll be able to react quicker in case your machine does go through the ice. You can learn more ice safety tips on the DNR's ice safety webpage at dnr.wisconsin.gov. Tuesday, January 6th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., there's a blood drive at the Park Falls Community Peace Center. Please call 1-800-733-2767 or visit redcrossblood.org and enter Peace Center to schedule an appointment. Once again, this is taking place Tuesday, January 6th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. over at the Park Falls Community Peace Center. Habitat for Humanity of Wausau has been building affordable housing in the greater Wausau area for 35 years. Last week, they completed their 76th home with a ribbon cutting and home dedication on Thursday. Here's Isabella Nieto with more.
Habitat Wausau Executive Director Tiffany Arnold says it's more than just a house for their partner families.
It's about a partnership, community, and a shared belief that everyone deserves a safe, affordable place to call home.
The City of Wausau funded a part of the construction of the home. The city's collaboration with Habitat Wausau was announced in May, the organization's first joint home construction project with the city. According to a report from the Wausau Pilot and Review, the home was constructed off-site and moved to the Jefferson Street lot in the summer, and the finishing touches were put in during the fall. Arnold was joined by city officials on Thursday, including Mayor Doug Denny.
So this neighborhood has a lot of interesting history. This is number 76. This is a great day to be here.
Habitat Wausau completed 3 homes in 2025, collaborating with partner families who put in a small down payment and complete sweat equity hours. That means they help build the homes alongside Habitat volunteers and, in this case, city construction.
And from the very beginning, this family has shown dedication, perseverance, and commitment to putting in sweat equity hours, learning about home ownership, and investing in their future.
Habitat Wausau's last 2 home projects included help from students at D.C. Everest High School and Mosinee High School as part of their trade classes.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Romeo Doubs on the onside kick. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Chicago Bears able to recover an onside kick Saturday night that helped them beat the Packers 22-16 in overtime. Green Bay's Romeo Doubs admits it was his mistake.
I just misjudged it. Credit to them. It was a great kick by him. You know, just on my end, I got to be better on securing the ball. It is what it is, man.
Doubs suffered a wrist injury on the play. Jordan Love with a concussion. Malik Willis, a shoulder injury. Matt LaFleur asked, who's the team's emergency backup at quarterback?
Josh Jacobs is one, and then Jaden Reed is the other.
NBA, the Bucks losing by 3, 103-100 to the Timberwolves in Minnesota. Doc Rivers.
I tell you, we're a great shooting team and we couldn't make a shot tonight. At 14 for 45 from the 3, 40 of them were wide open. We'll take those all night. I loved how we played. I just didn't like that we missed shots.
Badgers basketball tonight. They host Central Michigan. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A little light snow this morning, then mostly cloudy here through the day today. Our high in the low 30s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to around 20 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high near 30. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98QCountry.com or trailmix.fm.